We've all had them, bad dreams. How freeing it is to wake up and realize that the horror we've been through was not real. Demonic powers use the internet's ready access to evil to lure computer users into bondage. Erwin Lutzer had a dream that he was in bondage with no means of escape. His experience assured him that all of us must be very careful in our use of technology. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Erwin Lutzer comes now to conclude his second message, this one on the seductive power of desire.
This was, in my opinion, God's special, gracious gift to me. Because it was as clear as anything, that day we hooked up to America Online. That night, I get the dream. God was saying, you now have something in your home that Satan wants to use to destroy you. I have never forgotten that dream and never forgotten the lesson that God wanted me to learn. Yes, I've seen some things at times on the internet that perhaps I shouldn't have, but if I'm ever tempted to go into that other area or even to have some curiosity and to type in certain words or go to certain websites just to see what's there, I remember the dream. I have something in my home that Satan wants to use to destroy me. And my dear male friend, though I speak to the women too, you have a computer, you have something in your home that Satan wants to use to destroy you. And I warn you, don't go there. Don't worry about the curiosity thing as to what it looks like. Stay away, because that's demonic territory. There are millions of men and women who are bound by pornography because of the internet that now makes it accessible instantly in all different varieties and supposedly, of course, with anonymity. Don't go there without compromise. Don't go there. Yes, you may clap if you agree. I have a friend, or at least I can call him an acquaintance, who was arrested for child pornography. And I remember he and I, we connect a couple times a year, and we're there in my backyard, and we're talking. And he said something I would like to brand in the mind and heart of every person in America. This is what he said. Talking about how he got into it through pornography, et cetera, and how it led him down the path. He said, once you go on that path, it'll take you places you never thought you'd ever go. May I repeat that? Once you begin on that path, it will take you places that you thought you'd never go. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So what do? We submit completely. We resist continually. And later on in another message, I'll give you some specific guidelines in terms of what to do when the temptation actually comes. But we resist continually. And then there's something else, and that is we confess thoroughly. Say the words, confess thoroughly. He says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now, it's not as if, you know, you can purify your own heart. But there is such a thing as the cleansing of the conscience that God does. Of course God does it. But what you and I need to do is to confess completely and thoroughly everything that God brings to our attention, and then we receive not only his forgiveness, we have to insist on cleansing. You do know the difference, don't you? He is faithful and just to forgive us. Many Christians are forgiven, but cleansing is the subjective work by which we not only are forgiven, but we feel forgiven, and our heart of condemnation is gone. And that's what we need to do so that so that the condemnation and the guilt has been taken care of. And we give all that to God, and we receive the cleansing that is ours in Jesus. So what do we do? Now, here's your assignment. Before you go to work in the morning, either do this while you're still in bed, though it may be a means by which you wake up an hour later, so be careful. Either you do this before you get out of bed or when you get out of bed, you have an assignment. And that is, you submit completely, you resist continually, and you confess thoroughly. Now, can you look at me? Can we say these three actions together without even looking at the bulletin? So that we know them, so that when you wake up in the morning, you know what to do. Let's say it together. We submit completely, resist continually, confess thoroughly. That's what you do. In the evening, I have another assignment for you. And that is you memorize Psalm 1. Psalm 1 has six verses. You know, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the seat of sinners, etc., etc. You memorize that so that you know that psalm. And don't go to bed at night having just watched the news or having watched something that perhaps is even impure. Don't do that. No, you have to end that so that you go to bed with the peace of God. And then you wake up in peace as you give God your day. Did you know that there was a study in England that indicated that preschoolers who saw violent videos before they went to bed didn't sleep as well as those who didn't? Boy, am I glad for such studies. I don't know how much they cost, but who would have ever guessed that would be the result? I'm glad for these studies. Folks, we've lost our minds. We've lost our minds. How can you sleep with all that on your conscience and in your subconscious? As we conclude, first of all, remember, victory is a process. It's not an event. It's a process, not an event. You see, the average person says, boy, I want to just get alone with God and deal with this once for all and just yield to Him and never be tempted again. That probably will not happen. Anyone who's come out of alcoholism or drugs, for every person who stands up and says, you know, God just delivered me like that, and all of my desires are gone. For every person who does that, there are nine who say, I've struggled and I've fallen, but I continue to struggle until finally I'm free. Why doesn't God just zap us with victory? Oh, longer story, but there are things that we have to learn about the exceeding sinfulness of sin that we could never learn. We'd say to ourselves, well, it's no big deal. Look at how God just delivered me. The temptation to go back there again would be powerful. It's Mark Twain. Of course I'm not addicted to smoking, Mark Twain said. I've quit 1,000 times. God says, I want this person to struggle so that they prove their love for me. God has an entirely bigger agenda than simply zapping us with victory. So the victory is there, but usually it's a process of discipline with all kinds of practices that we even will talk about in future messages. So victory is a process, not an event. Secondly, forgiveness is a gift. It's not earned. Forgiveness is a gift. It's not earned. No matter what pit you find yourself in today, remember this, that no matter how deep the pit, God is deeper still. You say, well, Pastor Luther, if my sins were piled up, my sins would reach heaven. And I say that the merit of Jesus is above them and greater than those sins. Pile up your heap of sins. God's grace is greater still. You say, I have a mountain of sin. God comes along and He covers the mountain with a bigger mountain. He gives grace. And all because of Jesus Christ and the power of the cross that we heard about today. The fact that when he died not just for nominal, childish, goody-two-shoes sins. No, he died for what Luther called damnable iniquities. If you're here today and you're a great sinner, I'll tell you what I have for you. I commend to you a great Savior who came to save us from our sins and to deliver us in our need. As we conclude today, we're going to be singing the song, All to Jesus I Surrender. Some of you know Christ as Savior, and you need to sing that song. All of us need to sing that song because we need to experience God's deliverance and recognition that Jesus is our Lord. If you don't know Christ as Savior, you can sing that song and even be saved while you're singing it if you understand that he is the Savior who was crucified and rose again on behalf of your sin, and you receive him. Also, as we sing together, there'll be prayer partners up here if they'd come. And if you have a need today while we sing, you can come and talk to them and pray with them, because some of you need someone with whom to share your need, and they are here to help you. But first of all, let us pray. Father, in the midst of human weakness, show your glory, show your power. We ask today, Lord, that the struggles of life, that we might be reminded that your grace is sufficient and you pour grace on the humble. May we humble ourselves in your blessed presence, even as we surrender to the lordship and the glory of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. My friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I'm so glad that you have joined us for this series of messages. I don't think I have to tell you how important it is that we face head-on the whole issue of the seductive nature of the media. And in these messages, I realistically talk about this. I talk about the deliverance that we need. And it's time that the Church of Jesus Christ face these issues. It's time that our families face these issues. Many of you are living in families that are bound by some sort of sexual sin. And if you continue to listen to this series of messages, you'll know that I eventually even deal with the matter of addictions and what that means to the family, but also the path leading to freedom. These are hard issues. Satan is against us. But at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given information as to how these messages can be yours. I hope that you'll share them with your friends. Pray much. And thank you in advance for your support of our ministry. Many of you pray for us, many of you support us, and we are deeply appreciative. If you'd like to connect with us and tell us that Running to Win has been a blessing to you, go to moodymedia.org. That's moodymedia.org. God bless you. Hope to see you again right here next time on Running to Win.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Seductive Power of Desire, the second of six messages in his series, Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Tomorrow, 1 John chapter 2, and why we cannot love the world and God at the same time. The need for us to guard our hearts has never been greater. All six messages in this critical series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.